17, board may review, discuss, and take action on information received by Arizona Board of Pharmacy relating to bird feed manufacturing and possible veterinary medical unlicensed activity. I'm assuming this is an FYI. Is this something that we can share?
I would send it to someone else.
To the public. Can I download this and send it to somebody?
I don't know. No?
No?
Got somewhere else, but not from our cloud.
Yeah, because you obtained this, in your role as a board member.
But they sent it to VI's counterfeit guy, because that's basically part of what they were doing, making counterfeit products.
Well, you could, I mean, because part of this is public record, so if you send stuff verbally, you could say, hey, listen to that meeting.
Yeah, but then how would you find all the stuff? Because I'm not going to verbally tell you all that stuff that was.
I think it starts.
But I thought it was pretty interesting.
But yeah, no, for sure. But I mean, yeah, it's yeah.
But I mean, that. Insane, this is a weird animal.
Yeah. But I mean, anything that's public record, it would be prohibited from sharing, so.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of.
Board material on the cloud.
You can't send that. No, but you can verbally say, hey, we saw a case, we did it, we did this people. Yeah, that's public record, but.
Oh, you mean if I say, kind of can't remember the guy's name.
Hey, guy. Yeah, we.
If you listen to the board meeting, the Arizona board meeting, we talked about Morningstar bird feed or whatever, seed company, doing counterfeit pharmaceuticals.
I mean, it's in the public record, so I think.
Adulterating bird seed.
Yeah, but I mean, as long as you're not sharing the documents, I would think.
All right.
Anything that's read into the public record is public record.
It's there. I'm sure you'll want to listen to this whole thing to get that little tidbit. Okay.
But if you listen to me fully, you may go to jail. But,
no action.
I'm a lawyer.
Yeah. I'm not paying any attention to you.
That's the best option.
No action on that one. 18 is executive director report. Board member compensation policy, conflict of interest forms, the budget, website changes. Is that the big hoorah? And then lobbyist report. We had a very, very boring lobbyist report.
We did, which is probably good for me. So I will go fast. So I'm a board member compensation policy. I just want to report that the state general accounting office approved the board's revised board member compensation and reimbursement policy with one minor change, which was number 3.4. So when if you're attending a meeting or something on behalf of the board, your mileage will be paid from your home. We had said it was from your work because we assumed you'd be coming to work, but there's already a GO policy that says board members will pay from home. So that was the only change. It's been approved. So today is the first time you have mileage claim forms in your red folders, so you just need to sign those. You also, please note, you also need to put the time in there, the time you left your home, the time you got here, the time you get home at the end of the day.
How do you know what time you're going to get home?
You could estimate.
I can't
or
estimate.
If you want to be precise, you could just email me later, but I think it's fine to estimate. The reason that the times are on there is for the very complicated state travel policies, if you're in travel status, which you're not, so maybe that's what it's there for. So just be sure to sign all those. The next thing is conflict of interest forms.
Do we have to sign anything if we're going to waive it? The mileage?
I don't remember. You probably do. I think that you do have to give me something, but I don't remember. So I'll have to look. Thank you.
And are we filling this out each time?
Don't tell them.
What?
Because this is for driver's license, I'm wearing stuff. Is this going to be like something you have to fill out each time, or is this just a one time?
No, just the one time. Okay. And we'll fill it out for you moving forward.
Great.
Okay. The next thing is the conflict of interest forms. A couple months ago, I introduced this form, just kind of some feedback. So it's what I think would be best to do, and a good practice just every January, in a year, we'll have everybody fill this out, so this board fans down will be completing this. We're required to keep a file of all such disclosures. For those of you on the phone, the next time you're here, we'll have you fill this out. And if you have any questions about what you should or shouldn't disclose, I'll refer you to your assistant attorney general for help with that. Thank you. The next item C, I'm actually going to combine with item G.
Real quick about this one, Victoria?
Yes.
Did you say anything about business owners, did you figure that out?
I don't know the answer to that, so maybe Mark can help you with that.
She made a comment earlier that would a conflict of interest be as a business owner, holding a premise license, or is that not a conflict or anything?
Does he need to disclose that he owns a...
It was just something that kind of came up, which is...
Yeah. Let me think about that and talk to Victoria.
Okay.
But if I sign this right now and give it to her, I'm not going to jail.
Then I'll report back.
We can amend it later. Cool.
Okay. The next item is D, website changes. I found out a couple weeks ago that all the state agency websites are all changing, which sounds good, but will create a lot of work on my part to kind of reformulate the website as it is. Like I could, one of the website that we have, it took me hours and hours and hours to decide what goes on there, where, and how, and everything, so I'm going to do that all over again. But their aim is to make everybody, all the agency websites look similar, which makes sense. But they're also moving into a different type of platform. So not only will I have to change everything, I'll have to learn how to manage that website all in the next few months. So that change is coming, but I also say that again, just think about, as I manage my own time, a different task, just to make you aware, there's often things like this that come out of the blue that I have no idea about, that I have to react to, that will take a lot of time. This is one of them. Next thing is E, lobbyist 2021 annual report. This is an annual report that we're required to do. As you see, there were no expenditures made for lobbying expenses. That was turned in a timely manner, so that's been taken care of. Item F is boardroom layout audio update. So after the last meeting, I'm sure you haven't forgotten about the bad audio in this room. Tracy and I met with the deputy director of the medical board, and you may remember that most everything in here came from the medical board's room at our old building. And because they're required to actually have video of their board meetings by law, like they have much more sophisticated equipment in the room back here, and they actually have IT staff, a couple people, to help them with that. So they've kind of taken ownership of this room. So they've already had the funding and the plans made to get rid of all this furniture, and they're gonna reconfigure the room. So actually all the desk space is all gonna be on that wall, like all the way along that way, and then L this way. I have an L, but a short L here. And the audience would be sitting like where I am, up this way. So this renovation also includes a new sound system, which is badly needed. And Tracy, do you remember? I remember it was going to be like some big cost, but it was something that they had to plan for. So that's already in the works, but they expected that the earliest that it might even begin to be done is maybe August.
Right. Will it still be easy to use both of those doors if they set up the audience there?
What did she say? Did you say anything about that?
I think he and I had discussed maybe concerns about the setup, but they had it in their mind already that that's the way it was going to be, just based on her and another person's evaluation of the room. But yeah, I think these doors would still be your access to go out, but you're going to be crossing the public, so I think that was our concern.
Yeah.
Also, that
wasn't our choice.
They typically have someone sitting outside the door checking people in, so as we don't have that, so people would just be walking in during maybe a hearing or a review of a case. So we might have to change our setup as far as greeting people outside and not just having them barge in the middle of an informal. So there's some
or if we don't like it, we can always go use a different room. because it's like there's two other boardrooms, they're just not as big as this one.
Can we put just a sign-in sheet that says, signing in is required before entering this meeting?
Unfortunately, that's not, you can't require people to sign in, that's a good idea. We used to have a volunteer who's there, but she. But we'll figure that out.
Yeah, there's some minor tweaks that, you know, we're gonna have to.
Yes, yeah.
It's not like configuration of the room.
Right, so, but the good news is there'll be a new sound system.
Great. And can you do a reminder at the beginning of each IC meeting for folks to speak loudly, clearly, and into the microphone?
Sure, yes.
Think about the phone that's making a difference.
Right, we can't.
On those recordings, because it's.
Speaking clearly.
Yeah, the chairman of the IC, the morning IC was fading out. Start out strong and then later.
Yeah, I think he has a tendency to turn away from the microphone and speak to the committee members as opposed to speaking towards the gallery.
Yeah.
Interesting, okay, well, we'll just.
Sit in between you two.
Moving on, item G is the FY23 executive budget came out on Friday with great news. So both of the initiatives that we requested funding for were fully funded. That is the whole, the e-licensing system that I wanted, that I've been shopping for years. And then funding one FTE, another premises license inspector.
That's great.
So that is the great news, you know, it still has to pass the legislature, but we'll hope that they match with the executive budget.
Right, that's the biggest hurdle, yes.
Right, so yes, so that's all good news.
Excellent.
That's all I have, thank you.
Good job.
Good job. 19, board may review, discuss, take action on a request for continuing education approval for the California Veterinary Medical Association's 2022 Pacific Veterinary Conference. In Frisco.
And the board has approved this conference in the past.
I thought it was Sam.
Normal, good speakers, good topics, I didn't see anything that was confusing. The one main page said it was like 250 hours, and it was like only max of 28 per person, so is that, so when we approve it, do we approve it as a max of 28?
She had an email from her 28.5 to do, yeah, per each, she said each attendee, so that.
And that just kind of.
I think you should do kind of a dual thing, you said we're approving the entire conference, but it's capped at 28.5.
Because that's just the number of hours, so she can't double on classes.
That's right.
Because certain conferences will actually rebroadcast videos over the TV or something on the hotel rooms, and that could work too, but I don't know if that's worth factoring in.
They can't redo it, you gotta be there, or there's a whole new level of testing you gotta introduce to get CEs.
So I'll make the motion that we approve the agenda and speakers for the California Veterinary Medical Association Pacific Veterinary Conference with a max of 28.5 hours per person.
Second.
A motion table to approve. Somewhere I saw the, oh, co-chairs, they must be rock stars. Did you see that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. Okay. Next up is, oh, talking about our beautiful legislature. Board may review, discuss, and take action on legislative bills. Aren't you glad they called and asked you about it first?
Well, then they changed 1,000 to the number 1,000, or all these different word changes that drive me nuts.
I think that was, I'm pretty sure that's their aide trying to.
Just help their job.
Yeah. Still, they're thinking, well, so for here, let's clean this up.
Yeah, because if the board receives information and then changes to a complaint, it's like, it's just that wording that changes every few years.
There's actually a problem with 2346. You want to take these in order, or?
Yes.
Yes, go in order.
Let's do 45, and I'll just tell you when I, these are hot off the presses that I found on Friday. So the first one is called veteran complaints attorney notice. It's this author is Representative Payne, who I, so kind of background, had some contact with last spring, early summer, because one of the board's complainants on a case had gone to him following the case. So that's where this comes from. So this particular bill is just requiring the board oddly to notify the complainants when the case is coming before the board, but we already do that.
Yeah.
And then the notice is supposed to tell them that they may run an attorney to the board. As of yesterday, the bill actually hadn't been introduced and it had no other response. And then the next one, HB 2346, veterinary medical examining board membership, also co-representative Payne, same thing, no other co-sponsors, has not been actually formally introduced.
Mr. Kim, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jane.
Item number C2, they want to expand the vet board from 9 to 11 members. Unfortunately, they don't really specify who it is. If you look under section two, it says five members who are not veterinarians, two of whom represent the general public, and one of whom represents the livestock industry. Who are the other two?
Yeah.
If it's not the public or livestock.
I think I need to open my dog, because I keep telling him to do something.
He can't care.
Yeah, that was my concern too, is I was like, what are those other two going to be? Who are they representing? So I think that was just a error, but they need to fix that kind of stuff when they're writing our laws.
Well.
You're right.
I think we just need to kill it.
Yeah.
The thing that got me was that at least one member has to be a veterinary surgeon specialist.
Yeah. Now we're going to do dermatologists.
One, how long did we go with seven people? Because we still have two seats to fill. My replacement hasn't been appointed yet, unless somebody knows something I don't know. I mean, anybody's got their application.
I would be more comfortable with them saying like a specialist or someone with a specialty college behind them. And then I'd be more comfortable with saying a surgeon specifically. Why not ophthalmologist? Why not dermatologist? Why not internist? That's open to the candidates.
People lining up because you're all sorted.
How does that benefit anybody with any of this?
Well, and we're supposed to be working for the minimum care, not the specialty care, right? We're meeting the minimum standards, and we don't need a specialist to tell us what the minimum standards are.
No.
Last time we checked.
I do want to say, or I will say, maybe I'll get myself in trouble, but I'm almost done on the board anyway. But this is what I've talked about in the past. It's very, very easy to get votes by doing some kind of animal legislation, because you're helping the animals. So you got to be careful with these things, because things can try and get snuck in here and there and mess us up just because, oh, I helped the puppies and kittens, so vote for me. So this is kind of one of those where we're changing just for the sake of change, not an actual need, and those are dangerous things.
So I think along those lines, we could get the administration on our side too. And I'm not signing that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the red tape guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Actually created a lot of red tape with his no red tape.
Yeah, we're going to consolidate to like the Board of Veterinary Medicine and Car Care.
Don't remind him of that.
And the last one is HB 2224, cat decline prohibition exceptions. This was introduced last session, and I believe went nowhere. It was introduced by Representative Shaw as three co-sponsors, Kavanaugh, Longden, Wen. And it's just what it was before.
Well, and I'm
decline.
I'm curious because it says that the records need to be held for 4 years, but isn't it three?
It's three. So you have a rule.
Yeah. So they're trying to propose if you decline a cat, you must keep those records for four.
How would any veterinary systems wouldn't necessarily be able to tell you to do that? Like that would be an issue. I also am confused by what constitutes just reasoning, because that's what it says, right? Without just cause, well, our behavior issues just cause our, you know, all these things are.
So they'll say injury or abnormal condition that is medically necessary. Well, I mean, decline. decoy this cat or mutant it and turn it into a pet.
That's what I mean.
That's a medical issue for me.
Right, so, but is that what?
Yeah, so it's not clear.
It's not clear, I don't know, but to me that would be a medical issue.
Yeah.
But I don't, that's really what it is today. I mean, I think most people do it for a reason.
Yeah, it's not just a willy-nilly thing. But, yeah, I mean, it's.
You could possibly see a restriction on not doing the hind claw.
Yeah.
Just do the front, right? But if you're gonna tell me I can't do the front, then where's the money in the budget to buy me a new couch?
Well, and I.
Buy everybody new couches.
Yeah,
right?
And I was.
Just got a cat.
I will admit, I've had to do hind claws maybe two or three times, usually because the client has some kind of immune compromised cancer, they're undergoing some therapy, and they're getting massive infections from their cat who randomly scratches them. But I mean, I 100% tell them, your cat is defenseless without these back claws. They're still 90-some percent effective without their front claws. It's their back claws that are really important, but it's like, this is not something you should just do willy-nilly like it was 20 years ago, but there are times when it's this or the cat's going to a new home, and how many cats find new homes? Not many, most of the home is Jesus, so. That's,
or the street.
You gotta be very careful with these laws when they're instituted. They can lead to the death of animals.
Right. Do we have a ballpark figure for how many states have outlawed these laws?
I don't. I know Hollywood has, so like, I don't know about LA as a whole, but I think Hollywood has. There's certain jurisdictions, but I'm not sure about states in particular.
Yeah. Oh. And it doesn't matter what they're doing. We're not doing it here.
Yeah. Well, just think that I was just curious.
So before we move on for the state action for this agenda item, is there anything that you would like me to contact the governor's office about to share, you know, your concerns or things about these bills?
Like I said, my concern on that specialty one is why surgeons? Why not any other specialty? Because we are going to get the people complaining saying, I'm a dermatologist, I'm a specialist, why is a surgeon better than me? I mean, that is a big thing now. It's that if it was going to be a specialist, someone licensed under a specialty college or certified under a specialty college, that would be a better thing. But limiting it to surgeon, I don't see what the point of that is. And the 5-3 thing.
Well, and to Dr. Jane's point, like we're going off of basic standard of care, not necessarily gold standard of care.
Yes.
So, and if you guys have had, you know, there's been that much difficulty finding veterinarians to fit the open spots anyway. Pretty sure
I'd remind them how much trouble they've had.
Yeah,
their schedules are
the ones on the point.
For sure. And then the second part is, last legislative session, a bill passed that executive directors of agencies could not contact anyone at the legislature unless the board gave them approval to do so. So if this bill moves, would you like to give me approval to contact certain members of the legislature to educate them about things like, hey, we already do send complaints notices?
Can we direct board staff to have a blanket authority to say that? I mean, I don't think you have to come back to us each time, personally. I'd say.
I mean, I wouldn't do it unless I was directed to.
Yeah, I mean, if it's possible to get out of the camera, I would say I would grant blanket authority to contact the legislature on our behalf with positive intent. Now, I mean, but I don't think you have to come to us each time. I think the assumption is we're going to direct you to do that. So unless something is egregious and you're like, ooh, I don't want to touch this, that's what I would bring to us. But otherwise, I would say do what you think is best. I mean, you're in that position because you know what to do.
I think you should run.
What's that?
I think that should be the vote.
Yeah, so I will make that a motion.
I already seconded the motion.
Okay, and remember, Mr. Right. Lowe, he's also the lobbyist. He's the.
Sometimes, not every day of the week.
Sorry, I get paid $150,000.
No, if it's like the third week, if I'm still around. Not replaced, and it's the third week in the month, that's probably the best week because I have to be in the Phoenix area. But otherwise, whatever.
That's it.
All right, so we have the motion on the floor to approve that, and you got direction on all three of these, right? Kill them, kill them, kill them. All right, the motion on the floor is to approve that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes.
We are.
Victoria lost her bet with somebody that wants past 3:30. Review and approval of minutes, December 8th, 2021, regular session. Ms. Krieger abstained from the regular session. Why don't you abstain for that and not the executive?
What's that? It's here?
It says she's abstaining.
Take the hit.
You know what?
No.
We can't do that. I apologize. I did not print the executive session minutes for you.
So it's push us up next one?
Yes, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
You don't have to motion that, right? To re-agendize? Do you have to motion for re-agendize or just deal with the next one?
Pen it till next month because it's not printed.
Oh, just.
I'm going deaf today, I apologize.
But I didn't know if we had to make a motion to pen us to next month or can we just pen it to next month?
No.
I think you could just pen it.
So I did.
Okay, so we pinned them both?
Yeah.
The regular and executive as well. So we can still do that with regular session or no?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so let's do that one.
So I make a motion to approve December 8th, 2021, regular session minutes.
With Ms. Krieger.
With Ms. Krieger abstaining.
Because she left her.
Dang it.
All right, do we have a second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. That is pending. And we have our consent agreement. The board may discuss, consider, and take action on the listed matters. Any item under consent may be removed for independent discussion and action by a board member.
I make a motion to approve consent agenda, removing A7.
Second.
A motion on the floor and a second to remove A7. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes.
I make a motion to approve A7 pending compliance.
Second.
Motion forward to approve A7 pending compliance. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. What about the rest of the consent agenda?
Well, that was the first one. We removed A7. We approved everything else. That was the first one.
Oh, we approved everything else?
Yeah,
we
removed.
I thought you just removed it.
No, I was approving it.
All right.
I'm fast like that. I'm like a ninja.
Just checking. All right. Summary of current events. Nobody got any.
Looks better than y'all have anything.
Look at this picture. That's not she can bring a picture.
I tried to look at that video of your daughter and it was showing private to me or wasn't available or something. Maybe I waited too long to look at it.
It wouldn't show you? I'll dig you up a new link. There was a week or two after, the whole thing was on there. That first one I sent out had a couple hitches in there where it was, buffering.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the second one has everybody in it, no buffering. So it's like cleaner.
It took me a few weeks to click off.
It's like cleaner.
That was the hiding one, right?
Yeah. I'm sure you looked at it right away.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Was there another video? Like, okay. I laid the groundwork when I was in marching band.
All right, so everybody's favorite part of the meeting is here now. It is the call to the public.
Is that the new one?
Oh, boy.
We just need to get in your Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Johnny on the phone.
But he still lives in Texas, right?
Well, I thought he was in Texas. I thought he came back part-time because he was short veterinarians. But then I thought he sold those hospitals.
No. All my exes live in Texas.
That's good.
Good song.
I don't know if it could be the differences.
Okay, rip this over with it, child.
Dr. Wright, can I share some tuition numbers with you while I'm getting these documents?
I brought
this in honor of...
You'd have to be in person, not on the phone.
I brought this
in
honor of Dr. Johnson.
Mark, when you're checking on the practice owner for the conflict of interest... nonprofit, people working for nonprofits that might, like, say, for instance, if one of my current job opportunities is to expand access to care, would that be a conflict of interest with the board? Otherwise, I'm signing it.
Let's not speak.
Hello, Mr. Johnson, it's Tracy at the Veterinary Board. I'm going to conference you into the board meeting. Mr. Johnson, it's Tracy at the Your conference into the Veterinary Board meeting, our board chair, Mr. Logie, is going to announce the call to the public and give you three.
Where is that?
He isn't here.
Hi, Dr. Johnson, it's Victoria at the Veterinary Board.
No, I was asking you, who is on staff today?
Who's here?
Who's here? Are you asking who's here?
Who is on the chair today?
The chairman is Mr. Logie, and the board members in the room are Dr. Johnson, Dr. Moriarty, Dr. James, Dr. Nazzi, and Ms. Kramer. And then we have two other board members on the phone, Dr. Ms. Alba. So go ahead.
Okay, this is the call to the public. The board is committed to conducting its call to the public in a manner that ensures those wishing to address the board are afforded a fair opportunity to do so. Everyone wishing to address the board will be given 3 minutes. Speakers will be advised when 30 seconds remain and asked to conclude comments. This is a time for the public to provide comment to the board. By law, members of the board may not discuss items that are not specifically identified on the agenda and thus cannot respond to any questions. The only action the board can take as a result of public comment is to direct staff to study the matter or ask staff to place the matter on a future agenda. The board may exercise its option, either option, at the conclusion of the 3 minute period. If remarks from the public contain board member criticism, the open meeting law does allow the individual members of the public body that are the subject of criticism the opportunity to respond. At all times during the call to the public, everyone is expected to treat each other with respect and civility. If a person does not adhere to these basic courtesies, the board will ask that person to modify their behavior. If they continue to exhibit disruptive behavior, the board reserves the right to end the call to the public or take other appropriate action. Mr. Johnson, you have the floor, and the 3 minutes are yours. That's your 3 minutes.
And I believe this is blindsided. authorized, and I am here telling this, and I am trying to be in the spirit of the shop, that if I've been given a chance, oh, believe me, my friend, I have a great plan for it, it's on. And the Arizona state will be much better off. Now, this seems to be the dark of Arizona state with many boards. And that is my impression. If anybody in the board, veterinarian or non-veterinarian, and they can call and discuss in private, then I give the evidences and the substance. What I am talking to you, this is not right. You need to have that information. My time is up. Thanks for listening to me. And you have an enjoyable day, so thank you.
Thank you. And that is the entire 3 minutes plus a few seconds. That ends the call to the public. Our next board meeting is right here at this location, Wednesday, February 16th, 8:30, right here in Boardroom A.
Is that officially off the board?
We're officially, you and I are officially done when I say adjourned.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
No,
you're
not.
Huh? Well, officially your appointment has to be.
We're still.
Your replacement has to be appointed.
We're still going to hang around liquor. It has to
be approved by the Senate.
It has to be approved, appointed, and.
Thank you for that.
I mean, you can stay until that.
Well, they're not leaving this damn session until they approve. Okay. All right, motion approved, or approved.
I make the motion to adjourn.
Second. And a second, all in favor?
Aye.
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 And we are adjourned. Safe travels. Happy New Year, everybody.